Back at Hempfield High School, Ron Willison along with Craig Lucas. The Tornado did win the toss. They deferred to the second half, so it will be Hempfield getting the ball to begin play. Hempfield in their home blue jerseys with the white numerals. Butler in their home road white jerseys with the gold pants and helmets and the impossibly hard-to-see numbers. But we will do our best. I think we're pretty good at actually determining who gets the football here. We're gonna do our best.
We'll work together on like we always do, Ron.
Yes. Yeah, you do hand gestures to me. It's usually numbers. Sometimes it's other things, but we'll just leave it at that. Central Catholic's at Cannon Mack tonight. Norwin is at Mount Lebanon. Seneca Valley at Pine Richland. That's a big one for the Raiders, so maybe they can come away with a win. So Emery Douthit will kick it away for the Tornado. Nicholas Ross is one deep back for the Spartans of Hempfield. And there go the lights. And we may have to turn our lights on in here, Craig, because I can't see my roster.
Yeah, I was going to say that might not be a bad idea if you flip that behind you there, buddy.
There we go. Okay. Nathan Roby, the other deep back, along with Nick Ross for Emery Douthit. And the kick is in the air, and it will be Roby taking it at the 6. He's coming up the near sideline at the 20. He's at the 25. He's hit real hard at the 26-yard line and falls to the turf at about the 28. And that's where Hempfield will go out on offense, first down.
I'll tell you, Hunter Crisp came in there and just laid a stick on him there. I thought that ball actually popped loose for a second. I mean, that was a real nice stick. Great way to start the game.
Blake Romaley is the quarterback. He is a 6'2", 215-pound junior. And he'll go in under center. Nope, he'll be in the shotgun on first down. Actually, the pistol is he's up close to the line of scrimmage with Marlo Perkins in the backfield. Perkins gets the call on first down. Up the middle he goes across the 30, and he's gang tackled at the 34-yard line. A gain of about 5 for Marlo Perkins. Almost said Marlon Perkins. Marlo.
Had the Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom going on out
actually,
here.
Actually, it could be Mario. I'm sorry. It's Mario Perkins. Second down and 5. Gain of 5 for Perkins on first down. Perkins gets the call again. He'll go around the left end this time. Has some room. First down and more. 40-45 out near midfield to the 49-yard line. Craig, you got the edge. Butler just couldn't seal it off.
That was it. We lost our contain to the right side, and he was off to the races, but great job by the Tornado to get over there, stretch it out, and stay with the play.
They went into the hurry-up. He goes in under center. On first down, the quarterback Romaley with the keeper right up the middle into Butler territory. And a ball on the far hash, and it'll be tackled at the Butler 47-yard line.
About a 6-yard gain there. That's big on a sneak.
Second down and 4. Hard count will draw the Tornado off.
And you can tell Hempfield has got a game plan scheduled here. Yep. You know, they've obviously studied the film. They knew that they could get the Tornado. That's still that young, sort of immature style of player that they can get them to jump because they don't have the discipline that they needed.
It's just another wrinkle. They went with the hurry-up quarterback sneak. And now the hard count that will give them the first down. And it will head down to the Butler 42-yard line. Second down, make it first down and 10 now for Hempfield. On the far hash, Perkins gets the call, and he is spun around at the line of scrimmage. Will get a short gain of about 2. It looked like Nate Cornerby, Craig, got him first and kind of spun him to the turf.
Yeah, I was trying to tell if that was 76 or 78. You're right. It was either Cornerby or it was Gardena, because whoever it was got their big paw out there quick and just latched onto him, and which was great because then the other defenders came in and cleaned it up.
Second down and 8. Play action, bootleg to his left. A screen pass caught out of the backfield by Clay Metz, and he has a first down. The fullback for Hempfield down to the 29-yard line.
And did a great job just really bypassing a would-be tackler coming at him there. The tackler just kind of got not so good form out there and just kind of lost the corner, and he just scooted right past him.
The Spartans in the hurry up, no huddle. Perkins gets the call around left end. He's on across the 25, still on his feet, and he dives forward across the 20. And out of bounds he goes at the 16-yard line.
Hemphill's kind of making their way down the field here. There really hasn't been much to stop them.
And when you're in the hurry-up like that, Craig, it's tough to get subs in.
It is.
And Perkins is deep in the backfield. Is Romali in the pistol. And they'll hand him to Perkins again. This time he's tripped up. His Butler did get some penetration that time, but not before he dives forward and gets to the 14-yard line, a gain of a couple.
Merce did a great job that time coming in there from his inside linebacker position there, just to submarine him a little bit and get him off his feet and really hold him to only about a two-yard gain. Maybe three.
Yep, they did give him three down to the 14, second down and seven. Fullback in motion, that's Metz. And the carry this time goes to Nathan Roby. He looks inside, bounces to the outside, and he'll go into the end zone for a Hemphill touchdown.
And that's why Hemphill wanted to come out here. You know, they wanted just to get that ball and just really run it down Butler's throat. I think there was only one pass that we ended up seeing in that whole offensive series.
Yeah, and it was a little screen pass out of the backfield. So at the 9:04 mark of the first quarter, 6-0 Spartans. And the extra point is good by Caleb Kaler. So the Spartans dent the scoreboard first. It is Hemphill 7, Butler nothing. This is Tornado Football on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
I'm Richard Petty, and I just wanted to let you know that Richard Petty Motorsports is honored to partner with the U.S. Air Force and proudly display the Air Force logo on our number 43 car. I'd like to take the opportunity to thank current and past airmen for all you do and sacrifice to allow the rest of us to live freely. And to you young men and women looking to be part of a winning team, go see an Air Force recruiter today.
In Butler, see Master Sergeant Jordan Benson at 101 Clearview Circle or call 724-787-3436.
Butler Health System supports local sports programs and now offers a Saturday walk-in sports injury clinic. You can visit for non-emergency same-day orthopedic injuries such as fractures, sprains, and strains. Each Saturday now through November 10th, you can stop in at BHS Orthopedic Associates between 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. No appointment necessary. Stop in at the office, 480 East Jefferson Street in Butler, or call 724-968-5300. 724-968-5300.
Back at Hemphill High School, it's 7-0 Spartans. The ensuing kickoff is returned by the Tornado out to the 30-yard line. So a good starting field position for Butler as 8-play, 72 yards. Nathan Roby runs it in for the Spartans from 14 yards out, 7-0. Let's see what the Tornado bring out on offense here. They are moving right to left. Did we have a penalty on the kickoff? We did. Unsportsmanlike conduct against the Tornado. So the penalty takes it down to the 15-yard line.
Not what you want. You know, obviously we're not a team made to come from a deficit here, and you can't put yourself back any further than you already are.
First down and 10 for the Golden Tornado. Empty backfield for Kyler Callahan. On first down, he wants a flanker screen. The pass is too high and incomplete. And that was just out of the reach of Chris Mertz, I believe, right?
You're correct. Yeah, it was set up beautifully. But you said it sailed probably about 4 feet over his head and didn't really have much of a shot at it there.
Second down and 10.
I like that willingness, though, to get out there instead of starting with the run. You know, try to spread them out a little bit. Show your willingness to put the ball in the air.
Callahan in the shotgun on second down. And he'll roll to his left. He wants to throw. He's under pressure. Now he'll try to reverse field, and he'll be sacked. And dropped back at the 10-yard line. Craig, I didn't see in the flat air if anybody was open, but sure didn't look like it.
No, they had it really well covered. And obviously, as we talked about, they're expecting the run because there was actually nobody more than 5 yards off the line of scrimmage. So you really are playing them nice and tight there. They're not expecting the Tornado to come out and throw. And, you know, first two times we set up to do that.
So the Tornado in a predicament here. Third down and 15 here on their first possession. Ball at the 10-yard line. A definite throwing down for Butler. Callahan with a quick snap. Straight drop. Now he'll just tuck it and run. And Kyler will get back to the 15-yard line, a gain of 5. But he's hit hard right there, and Butler will go 3 and out.
Definitely not the way the Tornado wanted to start. You know, you can tell that the cogs aren't kicking together here. You know, the overthrow, the sack, the improper reads. I mean, all these things, unfortunately, penalty on top of it to start with, just not a good start for the Tornado.
And Dennis Goodwine will have to kick away from the shadow of his end zone. Nathan Roby awaiting the kick near midfield. A high snap. Dennis gets up nicely and gets it. Gets off a line drive kick. He'll hit it about the Butler 45 and take a huge Butler bounce all the way down to the 30, inside the 30, down to the 28-yard line.
That was a nice boot.
So it's time for the defense to step up here for Butler.
That's what you need to see. Just need to settle down a little bit here. You know, just get accustomed to what they had done. You know, I think they pulled a lot of tricks out of their bag that they were going to use, and now they're going to have to play more straight-up football, I believe.
That was about a 47-yard punt, or 57 yards. In any event, it's Hempfield ball at the 28-yard line on first down. Ball right in between the hashes. Blake Romaley, the quarterback, in the pistol. On first down, he'll turn and give it off to Mario Perkins. And Perkins will get a couple of yards. That time Butler contained him well, Craig, as he tried to get around the left end. He got out to the 30-yard line, that's all.
Well, that's a great thing to see, that the right side of the defense that time had given up the loss of the end that last series. Did a nice job staying stiff this time.
Gain of 2, second down and 8. No huddle offense for Hempfield. Man in motion. That's the tight end, Clay Metz. And he'll give it off up the middle and stuffed right at the line of scrimmage. Actually losing a couple of yards is Perkins. And who hit him there, Craig?
That was Goodwine coming in there. Stomping him like a grape.
They put it down at the 29-yard line. A loss of 1. Excuse me, the 26-yard line.
Mm-hmm. Third and 9.
Third down and 9. And they have one of those offenses, Craig, where the quarterback kind of sees what the Tornado brings defensively, and they'll look to the sidelines to get a play that's appropriate. And they're going to throw for it. Deep ball down the left sideline, and it is caught out there by Roman Pellis for Norwin, and he has a first down into Butler territory.
And he was double covered too. But, I mean, beautiful job with the pass, just laying it in there, you know, just putting it where it needed to be.
Yeah, you couldn't have thrown a better ball. All the way down to the Butler 30-yard line. Play action. Quick hitter over the middle of the tight end. It's dropped by Metz. Incomplete.
Yeah, he was met there pretty quick, though.
Yeah, they're wasting no time, are they, Craig, on offense?
No, and I say Austin Rogers was there from his outside linebacker position just to greet him.
Second down and 10, 5:42 to go here in the first. 7-0 Hempfield. They have the football at the Butler 30-yard line. Romaley with the hand signals to his wideouts, 3 of them on the near side. And he looks to throw that way, and he will. Flanker screen. It's caught by Pellis, and he will go forward to near the first down marker at the 20. I think he has enough. He had to get to the 21, and they say move the chains.
Even though it was the first down, you got to give J.R. Harrell just a big round of applause there. He came from his inside linebacker position to make that tackle out there on a guy who was almost on the sidelines. That's a way to hustle.
First down and 10. Again, a little screen pass, this time to the left side to Nathan Roby. And Roby will get down to the 15-yard line. Craig, it's just little quick hitters.
Oh, yes. Yeah, and you know, and nothing's really across the middle. They're going way out in the flank.
Second down and 6, a gain of 4 on that pass play. Seventh play of the drive. Romerly will roll to his right. He wants to throw. Stops. Fires for the end zone. Deep ball incomplete. Couple of players in the area for Hemphill. The tight end Metz one of them. And the other one being Shane Hill, a wideout. And Butler had that pretty well diagnosed.
Oh, yeah. And you had Hunter Neff coming hard from the outside there. If he wouldn't have got that ball away when he did, he was going to get tattooed.
Makes it third down and 6. Romaley, again, barking signals and then looks to the sideline for a play. There's a sidecar to his right. That's Mario Perkins. Third and 6. Again, over the middle. Catch is made, and it's enough for a first down at the 10-yard line. Another quick hitter caught by the tight end, Metz. But we have a penalty flag. This one may go against Hemphill. Holding the call against the Spartans. So the spot foul will set them back 10. And we'll take the football all the way back out to the 26-yard line.
Well, hopefully that'll break some of the momentum that they've been gaining out here because, you know, from what we'd heard in the pregame, though, that their kickers aren't really strong. So I don't think they're going to be trying any major field goals.
Third down and 16 now for Hemphill. Romaley, straight drop, looking over the middle. Catch is made, touchdown. Just a little skinny post to Nathan Robin. He hauls it in for the Spartans.
Yeah, and whenever you're not getting a real hard push up the middle, unfortunately, that's going to put a lot of extra strain on your defensive secondary there. Just ran a nice little seam route there, got in between the coverage, and, you know, 6 points.
Caps off an A-play drive for Hemphill. Caleb Kaler on for the point after. Out of a Nicholas Ross hold, and the extra point is through the uprights. So with 4:18 to go now in the first, Hemphill on top, 14-0. This is Butler Football on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
Hey, this is Mike Franco. I'm not only the spokesperson for Robert Stevens Jewelers, I'm a loyal customer. Most recently, my wife sorted out her jewelry box, decided what is worn often and that which is not worn anymore. We dumped the not worn anymore stuff in front of Steve and said, what can we do with this? We got cash for some. The other is reconfigured on a classy looking charm bracelet. Guess you would say it's downright charming. Robert Stevens Jewelers, making beautiful memories on Main.
The law offices of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham offer a comprehensive range of services in civil law, litigation, corporate, labor, real estate, zoning and land use, personal injury, and municipal and school law. With offices in Butler and Cranberry, their attorneys strive to provide clients with exemplary service, meeting all of your legal needs. Call Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham, 724-283-2200, or visit dmkcg.com.
Hemphill with an 8-play drive that went 72 yards. Nathan Roby hauling in a Blake Remley pass from Romaley, pass to make it 14-0 Hemphill, and the ensuing kickoff is kicked out of bounds, so Butler will get great field position to start their second drive. Their first drive, they started throwing 15 and went 3 and out. This time, they'll get it at the 35.
Well, it's imperative that they get something together here. We've got to get some sort of semblance of organization, making things happen. I know it was only one series we've seen so far, but very big series for the Tornado right here.
On first down and 10, Kyler Callahan in the shotgun. Put a man in motion, play action, fakes it to him. Looks inside, cuts it to the outside. He's at the 40, knocked out of bounds at the 41-yard line. A gain of 6 for Kyler Callahan.
And that's a good gainer. I mean, that's what we need. You know, good way to get things started there. You just need I would say in this drive, it has to be a confidence-building drive.
Yeah, just take baby steps. Just get a little continuity out there.
Mm-hmm.
Second down and 4. Man in motion again. And again, they fake it to him. And Kyler Callahan goes up the middle. Looked like he was tripped up. He'll get back to the line of scrimmage. No gain. And that will make it third down. And he may be shaken up.
No, that's one of the offensive linemen.
Is that one of the linemen?
He got taken out by his knees there. Trevor Moore.
So the big guy gets to his feet, back to the huddle. Third down and four now for Butler. 3:42 to go in the first, 14-0 Hempfield. Butler put three in the pattern with a couple of wideouts, a slot receiver to the far side on third down. That slot receiver comes in motion to the near side. They fake it to him, and this play never got off, and it will be a false start on the Tornado. So that sets them back five to the original line of scrimmage, actually back to the 36. We'll make it third down and nine now.
That lack of concentration will kill a drive every time. Can't do that. Got to get that first down.
Third down and nine. Oh, bad snap. Kyler did a great job of just knocking it down. It would have been really bad. He picked it up, tried to get back to the line of scrimmage, but he had nothing, really nowhere to go. And it was to the 30. He got lost 3 yards. Could have been a lot worse than that.
Oh, yes. We need another big punt here now. Goodwine's got to use that big foot again and see what he can do to push things down this field.
Dennis Goodwine standing at the 20. High snap, pulls it down, gets the kick away. Another line drive kick that will hit at the Hempfield 33. Take a bit of a Butler roll inside the 30. And it will be downed at the 28-yard line.
Logan Donald did a nice job getting down there, being right in his face. And, you know, he didn't want to pick that up and go with it. He knew that he'd be in trouble if he did. So, good coverage.
So, Hempfield has gone. Their scoring drives have both been 8 plays, and they've gone no huddle the entire time. Junior quarterback Blake Romaley in the pistol on first down. Offset to his left is running back Mario Perkins. Puts a man in motion. It's Nathan Roby. It gives him the football on the sweep to the left. Nathan Roby across the 30 to the 35, 36-yard line. A gain of nearly 8 on the play.
Yeah, like I said, they're just living on the outside. They can tell that the strength of this Tornado front is too much for their offensive line, so they're going to try to keep going to the outside here.
Second down and two. Perkins gets the call. He'll have a first down as he goes over left to tackle out across the 40 to the 43-yard line, a gain of 7.
But as strong as we are on that interior of our defensive line, we have got to get a better push. We're not disrupting anything. I can see right now we're kind of leaning on bodies. You can't do that offensive line-wise. You definitely can't do it defensive line-wise.
Romaley again trying the hard count, nearly drew the Tornado, but they held back this time. First down and 10. Handoff to Perkins. And he is going to go up the middle. Made a nice move, Craig, to escape. Butler did get into the backfield that time, but we'll get out to midfield. Gain of 7.
Yeah, Harold was right there to greet him, but nice little juke move there. Got past him and almost picked up the first down.
Second down and 3 for Hempfield. Keeper by Romaley. He has a first down and more. And the ball pops free, and it's loose. Butler will fall on it at the 34-yard line. He was kind of running out there, Craig, holding it like a loaf of bread, and he got it popped out.
Well, I could see he was really eyeing up a big open area that if he would have hit it, he would have gone. But when he tried to just make that little move to his left, his arm got a bit outside of him. Somebody came around the back, popped it out. And I don't know if that was Neff that came in there and scooped that up. It's hard to tell who made the recovery.
Nonetheless, Butler will take over at their own 34-yard line.
Because honestly, to have been down three touchdowns early in a game like this, we've done it before, it's just not a good sign for the Tornado. This is a blessing in disguise, so they better take advantage of it.
First down and 10, Butler. Callahan to throw on first down. Looking over the middle, deep ball, and it is off the hands, incomplete. And we have a flag and a hold. Intended for Zach Slomers, Craig. He got a hand on the football but could not pull it in. But a flag on the field at the 28-yard line.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. It's either the right guard or the right tackle was getting run over, and he just latched on to whoever that defensive lineman was and took him to the ground. I mean, Coach Stoner would have been very happy with that, the wrestling program, but when you're playing football, it's kind of frowned upon.
So that sets football back to the 20-yard line. So makes it second down, or first down and 20. Callahan, high snap. It's over his head. It goes into the 5-yard line. Kyler will pick it up and run with the football and go out of bounds. Did a good job of getting some yards out of that to the 6 or 7 yard line.
And he had Enslin that time at center. You know, the shuffling around that we've seen in a couple weeks here. You know, I've said it before. I'll definitely say it again here now. If you're going with a new center, you definitely should put the quarterback under center. You know, to make him do a shotgun snap is very difficult. And as we see, generally meets with disaster. He's got to build up his confidence in exchanging that ball.
Well, it's a daunting second down and 39 for Butler at the 6. Callahan with a keeper. Up the middle he'll go. And Kyler Callahan will drag a tackler across the 10. Gets to about the, they'll mark him down at the 10-yard line. Gain of 3.
Needed about 10 times that much.
Yeah. Third down and 35. Clock now down to 18 seconds. They may not get another play off.
They may be discontent to let it run out here.
Yep, and they will. So a pair of eight-play drives ending in touchdowns for Hempfield gives them the 14-0 lead. We'll head to the second quarter. This is Butler Football on 1050 AM at WBUT.com.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
That frightening sound is one we hear quite often throughout the day. Our heart quickens and immediately we wonder what happened. A medical emergency can be frightening, every tick of the clock crucial. And that's why Butler Ambulance Service is dedicated to be there with every ounce of care possible. Butler Ambulance Service is within minutes of providing you or a loved one with treatment and transportation. Call 282-9595 to find out more. Butler Ambulance Service is a phone call away from serving you.
Welcome back to Hempfield High School. Ron Willison along with Craig Lucas. 14-0 Spartans as we get set for the second quarter. Butler facing a third down and 34. They have it at their own 10-yard line, and they'll move left to right now. Four in the pattern. Chris Mertz goes in motion. Oh, and Kyler Callahan bobbles the snap and will just take a knee at the 2-yard line. Actually, at the 1.
You know, the thing is, you always got to see the ball first. I know you want to survey the field, but you got to take the ball in. This hurt him several games ago when he had 3 fumbles in one game. That's what we saw a lot of, that he would take his eye off the ball before it would get there. You got to get the ball in your hands first before you go anywhere else. Because unfortunately, as we were looking at the stats, our best field position was our own 41. And on every series, we've done nothing but move backwards, backwards, backwards.
Yep.
I think it's probably time to make some changes in the backfield here to give us a new wrinkle to get us out of this.
And it looks like Kyler Callahan's going to kind of do a pooch kick from the end zone, and it's not a bad idea as Roby will take the football at the Butler 38. He's at the 30, 25, and will be gang tackled at the 20-yard line. It's a great field position for Hemphill. Butler unable to do anything with the fumble recovery on offense. So the defense, again, will have to come up big.
Well, as we said earlier, it's going to have to start with the guys up front. They're going to have to get a push. They're going to have to break some things up there before the backs can get to the outside. They're going to have to disrupt the blocking on the inside. They have to get in the quarterback's face.
And we have a whistle.
Yeah, we don't have a defensive lineman out there.
And Butler will have to burn a timeout.
We only had 10 men on the field. One of the interior defensive tackles was MIA.
Yeah, you're having struggles defensively. You want to have all personnel out on the field.
It kind of helps. Yeah, it kind of makes a big old gap sitting out there. Even though they haven't run to the inside, I'm sure if they would see that there was nobody between the defensive end and the next tackle over, that they would probably try to exploit that.
So the teams huddling up at their respective sidelines.
Hemphill's definitely had a short field to work with most of the night here, at least with this series here. The other series, what, 72 and 72 yards?
That is correct. Yep. They've started at their own 28 twice, three times they've started at the 28-yard line. And this time they're starting it in Butler territory. And running with the football is Mario Perkins, and he has a first down and more down to the 10-yard line.
I didn't expect to see that tonight from Hemphill. I knew that they had some decent runners and so forth, but maybe last week, running wild like he did against North Allegheny, he's got a new breed of confidence within himself.
In the hurry-up, up the middle he goes this time, does Perkins. And he pushes the pile inside the five down to the three-yard line. Mario Perkins, 5'10", 165-pound sophomore, Craig, playing pretty big right there.
Well, we're playing like we're tired. You know, if you look the way they're trying to tackle, they're up high on a guy. I mean, you can't tackle a guy high on his shoulder pads. You have to be somewhere towards the base of his numbers or his hips to really get in there and bring him down immediately.
Second and goal. And it is Perkins. He lunges the football out. They say no, he did not get in right at the goal line.
I think his elbow touched down there just before.
Perkins with the carry down to the half-yard line. Now they'll power it up. As Romaley with a two tight end set with Perkins in the backfield. He's in the pistol. A pitch to Perkins, and he'll go into the end zone for a touchdown.
I don't think he was touched.
You are correct, sir. So, Mario Perkins carrying the mail in that drive that started at the Butler 21-yard line makes it 20-0. And the extra point try is good.
Just made it.
9:34 to go in the second quarter. It's now Hemphill 21 and Butler nothing. This is Butler football on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
Velvoin Express Care and Car Wash of Grove City is more than just an oil change. Hey, Ken Frenchak, your operations manager from the Velvoin Express Care and Car Wash of Grove City. We offer a full line of services. We change your oil with no appointment necessary. We can also help you with your transmission service, fuel service, cooling system, and power steering, light bulbs, and replacement of those wipers. And no appointment is ever needed. We top off all your fluids, check your tire pressure, and much, much more. So stop in at the Velvoin Express Care and Car Wash of Grove City, locally owned and operated. Drive in, drive out, and you'll be on your way. It's that easy.
Your local McDonald's restaurants are now hiring, and they're looking for hardworking, enthusiastic individuals who want to be a part of a winning team. McDonald's believes a job is about seizing an opportunity to learn, grow, and succeed. They also offer a wide variety of benefits, such as flexibility, education, and professional skills. So if you enjoy working with people and love to learn new things, stop by your local McDonald's restaurant and apply in person, or visit McDonaldsTAM.com and click on Careers. McDonald's, committed to being America's best first job.
Back at Hemphill High School, 21-0 Spartans, as Mario Perkins caps off a short drive of four plays and 21 yards. 21-0, as I said, and in the ensuing kickoff, Byron Manchester returned it for the Tornado out to their 22-yard line. And the offense has struggled here mightily so far in this first half. Chris Mertz late getting on the field.
You know, the thing that's kind of disturbing, too, is that when you look at Hemphill, most of the guys they have up front are sophomores and juniors. It's not like they're a senior-laden team across their front, and they're really taking control of this ball.
And a Tornado come out in a base package, and Chris Mertz gets the carry with a kind of a powerhouse backfield. And Mertz with a nice carry up the middle gets across the 25 to the 26, Craig. That's just simplifying things right there, just as you said.
You have to. I mean, obviously at this point we can't do anything fancy. We've shown we can't throw the ball. We just got to get in there and just run forward. Don't dance. Don't prance around in the backfield. Run north and south. It's no harder than that. It really. It's
pretty simple, right?
Yeah, it's not like we're trying to solve the riddle of the Sphinx here.
Second down and five. Gain of five for Mertz on first down. He'll get the carry again. Puts his head down, going over right tackle. Gets out to about the 29-yard line. Gain of a couple. And that will make it third down.
We're just not seeing that push that we need, though. You know, we just need everybody get off the ball and go forward. It just seems like too many guys are just leaning and hand-pushing people. You just can't do that. That's not football.
Oh, the Tornado just need 2 yards to get a first down, Craig, and, you know, that will go a long way in maybe settling them down a little bit here.
I like this nice tight formation. Just make a wedge and go straight forward.
And Callahan in the shotgun on third down. He will go straight forward and very close to the first down marker. I think he has enough.
He should.
Judging by the near side side judge as he does the slow walk in. They say move the chains. And Butler with their first down of the night, getting to the 34-yard line, a gain of five on that play.
And that's all you have to do. Hey, if you got to bring the splits in tight like that, you know, where you know, each offensive lineman's almost foot on foot, doesn't matter. You're bringing that whole defense in, and you're big enough up front where you should be able to push something forward.
So first down for the Tornado at the 34. They trail 21-0, 7:37 to go in the second. A bobbled snap, and fortunately it fell right at Callahan's feet, and he just did the right thing in falling on the football. And he'll lose just about a half a yard. Put it down and across the 33. Second down and call it 11. Ball right in the middle, right in between the hashes. Callahan in the shotgun as they load it up front. And he'll keep it and get back to the initial line of scrimmage. At the 34, gain of one.
The running's getting tight in there, but he's got to stay on his feet. He lost his footing there early and, yeah, dove forward for about 1 yard. But if he can keep his feet and keep low, he's going to squeeze through there because the linebackers are committing early. And whenever that's happening, you're opening up a big gap into the secondary.
Third down and 10. Three in a pattern on third down. Man in motion for Butler is Logan Donnell. Callahan looking down the near sideline has Chris Mertz. He hauls it in. He has a first down and more into Norwin territory at the 30-yard line. Caught it at about the 40.
And, you know, give tons of credit to Mertz here because the ball just nicely placed. It's coming over there. And you can tell he was just about a half step behind it, and he did everything he could to reach out those fingertips. He gave extra effort to get that ball in there. Great job picking up the first down. Big play.
36-yard pass and catch from Callahan to Mertz. And I may have said Norwin. I meant Hemphill. I apologize. Very similar. We're in the same area.
That's very true.
A very similar stadium here, so... First down and 10 for Butler, though, at the Hemphill 30-yard line, and Callahan will keep it. He'll go up the middle and get inside the 30, down to the 27, a gain of 3.
Just keep plugging away. We've got to get positive yards here. Got to play with our heads here a little bit, too. Make sure we're disciplined.
Spotted at the 28, a gain of 2. Makes it second down and 8. 5:19, clock rolling here in the second quarter. Butler down 3 touchdowns. Noah Sespica, one wide out to the far sideline. He goes. Callahan wants to throw. He's looking that way. Looking for Sespica. Has him. The ball is in the air. Did he catch it? He did come down with the football at the 1 yard line, and a well thrown ball by Kyler Callahan, and a good job of going up and getting it by Sespica.
Are they saying interception?
Well, I don't know what they're saying.
They're calling interception.
Well, the officials are conferring. Was there a hand fight for the football? I didn't. It is an interception. Oh, unbelievable. I thought he came down with the football.
It looked like he did.
Dante Lampkin, though, is credited with the INT.
And the touchback. Though he landed at the 1 yard line.
Oh, and they put it out at the 20. Ah. So that ends that drive. The interception by Dante Lampkin. And back out onto the field. This time it's Nathan Roby getting the call on first down from the 20 for Norwin. He gets out to the 26-yard line, a gain of 6.
Fresco did an excellent job coming up from the safety position there, putting a stick on him there. I mean, it was a hard hit he had to take there, but, you know, showing some guts there, playing some good tight D.
Second down and 4. Blake Romaley, junior, barking out the signals. Has Roby as a side guard to his left. We'll give him the football. And Butler waiting for him, though, this time. He'll lose yardage back to the 25-yard line. Little misdirection handoff inside, Craig, but Butler would have nothing to do with that.
Oh, J.R. Harrell did a great job getting in there, starting to break it up there. Then he got a lot of extra guys coming in there to help clean things up.
Third down and 4. This is a big stop for the Tornado. They need to get one and force a punt. Got to get the football back here before the end of the half.
Absolutely.
Third and 4, Romaley with the screen pass to Roby. He has a first down out over the 30, spun out of bounds. Oh, and a late hit. That flag will come in. He was knocked out of bounds at the 32. You can tack 15 onto that.
Well, they were quick to throw it, too.
He was spun out of bounds by the first guy. It was the second guy that came in, Craig, and unfortunately they were right there. That puts him out near midfield. They'll spot it down at the 45-yard line. Romaley will hand a football off the Roby. Looks to his right, cuts back to the middle. He has a first down and more. He's into Butler territory at the 35-30. Still on his feet at the 25, at the 20. Cuts it back at the 15 and will be wrestled to the turf at the 13-yard line.
And when you look at the number of players that we had within less than arm length reach of him, though, and how he just ran right past him, I mean, you got to sacrifice your body a little bit there. Throw it out there. You know, make an effort. Yeah, we really look like we have never had a tackling drill all year. It's very sloppy defense right now.
And Romaley with the keeper. Gets out to the outside. It'll be hit hard at the 5-yard line. And did Butler recover a fumble?
Yes.
They did. Romaley coughs it up again. That's his second fumble of the night.
And that's big.
That is huge.
Talk about turnaround. It's fair play there.
Zach Slummers is credited with the recovery.
I like to see who that was who really, you know, coughed that ball up, made him cough it up, but it's a nice stick.
So that will give Butler the ball deep in their own territory, but stops that drive for Hempfield.
Don't worry, they're almost spelled the same.
So Butler takes over at the 7-yard line, trailing 21-0, 3:11 to go here in the second quarter. Kyler Callahan in under center on first down. And he'll hand the football off to Chris Mertz. He looked to the inside and will get no gain as he tried to bounce it outside, Craig. Got back to the line of scrimmage.
When a ball carrier is feeling somebody grabbing on the back of his jersey like that, that's when, in your mind, that's when you have to say, no dance, forward movement. You just got to chomp the legs. You just got to, you know, try to almost run out of that attempt to tackle. Because when you stop or you try to make a little juke move, that guy's already on your back. So he's going to close the distance even faster.
Yep, you're right. He had him around the
shoulder. In other words,
pass.
Run. Just run. Just okay? Run. Don't dance. Just run.
They did give him a yard. Second down and 9 from the 8. Callahan steps up into the pocket. On the near sideline, he throws one. Looking for Chris Mertz.
There's a flag
comes in, and it will be interference. Well, and I know what Hempfield's coach is saying right there, Craig, that both guys kind of were pushing off.
Well, but whenever you can grab a guy around the lower part of the face mask, you know, there's a host of different penalties that could have been called there.
And it is a pass interference call against Hempfield. So they will give the Tornado the ball at the 23-yard line on the penalty. That stops the clock at 2:18 of the second quarter.
And it was nice to see the offensive line giving Callahan a nice pocket to move around in, because he did have to move around in it, but he was able to step up and find Mertz moving down the sideline.
From the 23. Man in motion is Logan Donald. Keeper for Callahan. He has room. He's at the 35, though. A flag is on the turf. And Kyler will be knocked out of bounds at the 48-yard line. But this one will come back. The flag right at the 19-yard line.
Now, this is getting a little ridiculous here. I mean, you know, I understand the penalties can happen and so forth. But you just really got to kind of keep it equal out there, too. You got to be seeing what's going on here. The speed of the flag, we'll say. You know, I've watched some old Zorro movies where he's not throwing that sword around that quick. Man, I mean, the play has like one step in it, and boom, the flag's out.
Spot foul back to the 9-yard line negates a nice run by Kyler Callahan.
Yeah, I would question that one there.
Let's see what the Tornado draw up here in the dirt. Zorro reference.
Yeah.
I love it. First and 24 for Butler. Callahan, we have, I thought they were going to call a false start. Callahan steps up looking for the deep ball for Mertz. He's near midfield. He has it at midfield. He's at the 40, the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, touchdown, Tornado.
Thank you for just keep running. That's all you had to do, Chris. That was perfect. You got the ball. You did a nice job out-jumping the defender and turning around and running. Nice job.
That is 91 yards.
And against their first team defense. And in the first half.
Yes. Puts a Tornado on the board. And Emery Dothan on for the point after. And that extra point from Douthat is true. A minute and a half to go in the first half. Butler on the board, 21-6. And we'll keep it right here, Craig. Good ball. A little bit underthrown, but Mertz did a good job of adjusting. They've gone for that three different times. We have a flag on the play on the point after.
Well, those refs, like I said, they've definitely been if they're calling us against a tornado, it wouldn't surprise me again. Have you seen the ball come down the one, but yet they're calling it a touchback? Any play that the tornado's pulling up here, they're throwing flags right and left. Now, I can see whenever the guy was out of bounds, hit him, that was a good flag to throw. But some of these other ones.
Now, let's see what the call is. This may not change anything. Personal foul against Butler. They'll penalize, I'm sure, on the kickoff.
Yes, the personal foul was, the referee is saying now, that the feelings were hurt of the Spartans because they scored a touchdown. So that wasn't fair, so they have penalized the tornado.
Don't say that too loud, Craig, because that may end up in the Whippeal rule with the high school football rule book someday.
They'll need a safe space somewhere in the locker room.
minute and a half to go here. Butler, though, got to celebrate that long touchdown pass. 91 yards. So the kickoff now will take place from the 25-yard line. ...21-7 Hempfield. Emery Douthat to kick it away. And that's a good line drive kick, and it will be Nathan Roby picking it up at his 23-yard line. He's at the 30-35 and met at the 37-yard line. That's where he's going to hit the turf.
Another flag's down here.
Where is the flag this time?
Right by the 40-yard line.
So this one may go against Hempfield.
Roby on the turn.
And the referee walking to the middle of the field. Let's see what the call is. It happened along the far sideline on that return. And it's going to be against Hempfield. Holding the call. That's a big penalty because they had decent field position. Now they've got knocked back a little bit. They'll start it at the 28-yard line. First down and 10 for the Spartans. They have a minute 23 to work with. Blake Romeli, the quarterback, will throw on first down, the quick hitter over the middle. And it's incomplete, dropped by Nathan Roby out of the backfield.
Nice quick slant there. He was open. That would have been a nice gainer for them. Just couldn't hold on to it. But that defensive front has got to get the hands up. You know, if you get stagnated right there at the line of scrimmage, get the hands up. Don't keep chicken fighting in there. Get your hands up.
Second down. And this time it is the running back, and he's thrown for a big loss as Mario Perkins had nowhere to go. Tackled back at the 24-yard line, a loss of four.
Boy, you haven't seen much of that tonight. That's good to see.
You know, J.R. Harrell.
Yes, of course. You know, guys played inspired all year. But it's nice to, you know, have them lose some yards here because they've been pretty much on the positive side of thing all night.
Third down and 14 now for Hempfield from their 24-yard line. They're going to take their time and let this clock wind down a little bit. Romeli now will get him set with three on the play clock. They'll get the snap off, and they'll set up the screen. The catch is made by Perkins. He's at the 30. 35.
Oh,
he has a first down and more as he's across midfield, still on his feet. All the way down to the Butler 37-yard line. They stop the clock with a timeout with 25 seconds to go.
You know, and as a defensive lineman, you got to figure, if you've been stuffed on the line of scrimmage every play all night, but then all of a sudden you get free, just like, oh, like out of nowhere, guess what?
It's a screen.
It's a screen. They're just not blowing an assignment all of a sudden. You have to be aware of that.
That was pretty well-designed play for Hempfield.
Oh, yeah, both our defensive tackles got sucked right in there.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. So the Spartans stop the clock with 25 seconds to go. Butler has come up with a couple of fumble recoveries here tonight, so let's see if they can get another TO here. Meaning turnover, not timeout.
I understand.
I tried to be fancy there, and it didn't work out.
It was all right. We knew what you were going with. But that's something, obviously, Hempfield has in mind, knowing that the Tornado will get the ball second half. They want to get another score on the board.
Blake Romaley in the pistol on first and 10 from the Butler 36 as Mario Perkins is a sidecar to his left. And he'll play action, a little screen out of the backfield. That is Nathan Roby with the football, and he's inside the 30. He goes, well, they may have stayed inbounds at the 25-yard line. They say, keep winding the clock. Hempfield will burn another timeout to stop it at 13 seconds. But they wasted about 3 or 4 seconds there, Craig.
Well, our defensive secondary, I know they're trying to keep him in front of them, but they're kind of shadow dancing with him. You got to attack him. You know, you got to be confident in your tackling abilities. Go after him. Tackle him. Get him down. Don't let him get that extra 3 or 4 yards with him dancing around.
Early start here tonight. We started, obviously, at 7 o'clock. A couple of scores in from Eddie Montgomery. Second quarter, Central Catholic over Canid Mac, 14-0. West Allegheny over North Allegheny in the first quarter, 7-0. How about that one?
Wow.
So the Spartans have it at the Butler 24-yard line, leading 21-7, 13 seconds to go in the second quarter. They have it on the near hash, moving right to left as we see it here. And it will be Blake Romaley in the shotgun on first down. Straight drop, has plenty of time, looking over the middle, has a man wide open, touchdown. Mario Perkins out of the backfield.
Absolutely.
And a flag is thrown far sideline at the 24-yard line.
But you have got to get a better push from our defensive tackles. They have got to get things disrupted in there.
And it is a dead ball foul. A lineman downfield on Hempfield. So that will bring it back.
Well, with all the time he had back there, you know, I'm sure as an offensive lineman, you usually count in your head 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, then you go. You know, and honestly, for a quarterback to stand back there for 4 to 5 seconds untouched, that goes to show we're not getting any push up front. Nothing from the ends, nothing from the tackles. Guys have got to do something.
So they bring it all the way out to the 29-yard line. Romaley, under pressure this time, steps up, again looking for the deep ball. And it is incomplete, intended for Roman Pellis in the near sideline. Pretty well covered by Butler, and that will end the first half. So the Tornado dodge a bullet there late in the quarter.
Big time. Big time.
End of the half. And wait, we have a flag at the 30-yard line. Did we have a late hit or something, Craig? I didn't see.
Well, I couldn't see either, but obviously, this Stooge crew has a something that they've seen.
Personal foul, roughing the passer against Butler. So they got one more shot.
Untimed down.
One untimed down, as Craig said. Ball spotted at the 15-yard line.
Now, this doesn't look like a home job. I'm sorry. This is just getting bad.
They brought out the place kicker.
This is the Caleb.
Yep, Caleb Kaler will attempt a 32-yarder from the left hash. And it's a line drive kick, and it is good. So, mixed emotions on that one. A touchdown called back. End of quarter called back, and Hemphill ends up with a field goal. Any flags before we send it to break?
If it would have been a Butler field goal, probably we would have seen something.
That is the end of the half. The score, Hemphill 24 and Butler 7. We'll take a timeout. This is Tornado Football on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.